Wake up, old woman. It's time to do the show.
I'm the one that's been awake.
Oh, please.
Lazy bones.
The Poolside Podcast is not intended for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
Now, recorded live at the beer table from Cecil's Poolside Pub and Grill. It's the Poolside Podcast.
Episode whatever.
14.
Episode 14 of the Poolside Podcast here. My name is Jeff, and this is...
Michelle.
Michelle, my wife. And that the guy that does our intro, the Poolside Podcast, is Troy, our buddy, my buddy Troy. Never met the guy, but I've known him for years, since 04.
That long?
Yeah. He voiced our station. Rocket 107.9.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, we became friends over the years, and now he's getting married this August, and he's invited us to go, so we're going to go. We're going to have a good time.
He invited us, but he put Jay's name on it.
Yeah, he put our friend's and his wife's name, Jay Hughes being his wife, and our address. So, it was funny. Good times.
Inside joke. Nobody will get it.
So what's been going on? We had a good weekend.
Yes.
The storm
it
went
hot.
Through.
Hot.
Freaking tornado went through, which they finally clarified that it was a tornado.
You were scared like a little
bullshit.
Schoolgirl.
I was standing out there and I said it was a tornado. Everybody else, all the neighbors and every running in the streets, scared, pooping.
Oh.
And me, I'm like, calm, settle down, citizens.
That is not even true.
It'll be fine.
You were.
But I saw the...
I was driving home from work and you were yelling at me to
pull
over.
Because there was a fucking tornado. What do you not understand about that?
Oh, until I see a cow roll in front of me, I'm not going to be too scared. God,
like a twister.
Yeah.
Oh, so it blew our fence down again. Again. So now we're going to get a fence guy over. And a cement slab guy over looking at putting a new cement slab in. You feel free to talk, by all means. Just, instead of just sitting there.
Well, what's the importance of telling everybody that?
I don't know. It's what we did on the weekend.
We went swimming.
And we went swimming, too, and drank beers. We
you
had
drank
beers.
Beans.
Oh, you didn't drink any beers?
Not as many as you.
Oh, please, woman, stop with your lies. Just once, tell the truth on this show. Just
well, look
once.
Look at how puffy your face is.
It's not puffy. Where the hell did you get that? It's not puffy. It's cherubic.
You get a moon face.
A what?
A moon face.
Moon face. There's nothing wrong with my face. There you go, y'all.
You're all swollen.
I am not swollen. Okay. Ooh, I'm swollen. Ooh. You know what? Oh, and then I snap a picture. Idiot. I'm sunburned. I got that going for me.
You're not sunburned.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Are you, do you like just to do that to be obstinate or?
I don't
just
know.
Just to do it?
I don't know what you are
my
seeing.
God. I got sunburn. Oh, I got it on my neck even.
Oh, you poor baby.
I'm a redneck. Whatever. I'm done. I'm done with this show. I need to come up with a different show where I do it by myself, you know?
You can.
Yeah. Maybe I should just kick you off this show and do it myself.
It doesn't bother me a bit.
Oh, yeah. You couldn't care less.
I have lots of things that I have to do.
Oh.
This one pays $0. It's a zero on my priority list.
Oh, it pays that you get to hang out with me for a little bit.
For a little bit. Listen to you whine.
Whine. I don't get it. I don't understand it, dude. Let's just start with some poolside news.
All right, tell me some news.
It's wacky and insane.
Oh,
poolside news.
Yeah, yeah. A group of pediatricians in the UK has figured out approximately how long it takes for a Lego to go in one end and out the other.
How long does it take?
The six researchers ingested a standard Lego character head, and they each checked their own feces with chopsticks.
Gross.
To locate the ingested Lego head. And according to the study, 1.71 days for them to find their Lego in their poop. They were
that is stupid.
Digging through their own poop with chopsticks, which is, you know, something I've done before.
Well, it's kind of like chop suey.
Oh, God. They said one of the authors, one of the guys in the group that swallowed one of the heads, never found his Lego head. So
he probably has a diverticuli and it got lost in there.
There we go. You need to do a medical podcast.
No.
Why?
What for?
I always said you should be a doctor.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Why?
Because.
Too much schooling. It's too much for your brain, your feeble brain. Your weak woman brain. What? They can't hear you looking at me, dude. Just say it.
You are going to find out what my weak woman brain does to you.
Oh, what is it going to do?
I'll probably take off your head.
Jesus. Let's see here. Oh, things took a turn for the weird at a Texas graduation party when the family learned that the cake they bought wasn't chocolate or vanilla, but styrofoam.
I know. Wouldn't you be upset?
Well, yeah, but so it happened. So what?
Why would it happen?
You get a video of it, make the video, you know, put it up on the YouTubes, and but it'll go viral. You make some money off of it. Who cares?
I bought a cake, and I've been waiting all day to eat cake. A styrofoam cake is not going to make me happy.
That's what you had said earlier when we were
garage sailing.
Yeah. It's funny because we always see these graduation parties and either one of us is always like, should we pull in there?
What kind of cake do you got?
Where's the cake?
See? That would have been my luck. We would have stopped at that one and it would have been a styrofoam cake.
But she was all upset. Walmart, she said, come on.
Why would they?
They felt humiliated. Knock it off. You did not. Manager gave him a $60 gift card and another gift card and a free cake. So,
well, that's good.
But why? You weren't humiliated. Shut your mouth. Stop it.
Yes, they were.
Oh, cry me a river.
You have a graduation party and nobody gets to eat cake.
Oh.
You had been mad. That's not even funny.
I don't know. I just think it's stupid. You weren't humiliated. Knock it off.
Oh, Jeffrey.
What would be humiliating about that?
Cutting into the cake and
it would be funny. It would just, they need to get over it. Jesus Christ. Stop playing a fucking victim all the time.
Oh my God.
Oh, I'm so tired of that shit.
I don't think I think she was entitled to be upset. Oh,
she's probably going to sue Walmart for fucking $100 million.
Well, she can. She took $60 gift card.
Well, God, it's just this whole victim mentality. Poor me, poor me. Why me? Why did this happen to me? What did I ever do?
You never do anything.
I'm going to sue you. I'm going to sue you and all your people. I don't know.
What's your next news?
You're looking to get through it, huh?
No, it's like I'm not going to sit here and there's nothing to talk about. Tell me what your next thing is.
Well, they're making a fucking TV series out of Baby Shark.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
They've beat that to death.
Nickelodeon is in talks. I know, but it's like the Emoji movie or Angry Birds movie.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, ugh, stop.
Okay.
This is kind of cool. Amazon is going to deliver by drone within months. It said it's going to use drones to deliver packages to customers within months. It unveiled its latest delivery drone at a conference in Vegas, bragging about the machine's ability to spot obstacles such as people, dogs, and clotheslines. And they said the drone would be able to travel 15 miles to carry packages weighing 5 pounds or less. So it's kind of cool.
15 miles? Well, that's not going to help you unless you live within 15 miles of their distribution center.
Yeah, this is just a start, though.
But then, too, you have they can't interfere with the planes.
No. No, I'm sure they're not going to fly that high.
Well, and they're not going to be able to fly around the airport. So if you live by the airport.
That's true, too. I don't know. But it's kind of a neat step into, you know, the future, I thought.
Well, cool. They're supposed to be having, like, ice cream trucks, too, in your neighborhood. And then the Amazon app will ping and tell you what's on their truck. And then you can run out like you're running out for ice cream to get something off the truck.
That's a really cool idea, too. I think that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right, just one second here.
It wouldn't be for the person that likes to shop all the time.
Oh, do you think that would be bad for the person that likes to shop all the time?
Well, yeah, they'd want to see what's on the Amazon truck. And well, I guess I don't need any of it, but I'll buy this.
Yeah, that's true. A shocked shopper couldn't believe her eyes when she found a live gecko among the raspberries she bought at a UK grocery store. Not sure how the gecko managed to find its way to the supermarket and into the container of raspberries, but the company says that it has processes in place to prevent these sorts of scaly surprises.
Did it eat any of the strawberries or raspberries?
I don't know. What would you do if you found a lizard? You would freak the hell out.
A gecko's not that bad.
You wouldn't freak out?
I don't like salamanders.
Ugh. You and I both, when we were living out in the country, there was that.
Oh, that was a salamander. And it was nasty.
We're nowhere near a river or anything.
They don't have to be by a river.
I thought they did.
Oh,
or at
no.
least by a body of water.
No, we used to always.
It was right in our entryway, and we're like,
when I was in the little girl on the farm, and we'd have to go down to the root cellar. Remember, you were asking what a root cellar was.
Right.
And it has a mud floor, so you'd have to walk on wood planks. And Mom would be like moving. She'd keep her plants down there that she stored for the winter. And every now and then you'd see a salamander, and she'd always chop their heads off with a shovel.
Gross.
I know. But that was a farm. I don't know where the hell they came from.
Yeah, that was really weird that we saw that one. That was really strange. But whoever bought a bag of live geckos is probably going to get a big surprise when they find raspberries in there.
No.
No?
It wouldn't be raspberries. It would probably be poop.
How about bosses from hell? You ever had a boss from hell?
You?
That's right. I'm your boss. You do as I say. You don't do as I do. You do as I say.
I did have a boss from hell.
I think everybody has at one point in their life. Mm-hmm. I almost said his name, but I won't. But on Twitter, people were asked to share their best boss from hell stories. The boss told others that he took too many sick days.
Mm-hmm.
So the boss was saying to other people that this guy took too many sick days. He had left work that day in an ambulance from a grand mal seizure.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm. Remember, I had a boss when we lived in Wisconsin, and she wasn't a good boss.
Yeah.
She should have never been the boss in the first place. But
that's the thing with these bosses that are assholes like that. They should never be the boss.
Right. So then she left, and she went to someplace else. And rumor has it that she embezzled a lot of money.
Oops.
Well, then it gets, yeah. And then she, before she got arrested, she went to the park and shot herself.
Oh, yikes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's unfortunate. That's too bad. I had a, and it's the frustrating thing about my bad boss is that he's still there, and he has no fucking clue what he's doing. He has no idea.
Oh, he's just destroying the place.
That job is too big. He's destroying it, yeah. That job is too big for his britches, so. I won't get into it, but he doesn't know what he's doing. He has no clue, so. Guy got fired from his boss when he had to miss work one day because he felt sick from donating blood. Also, somebody said, I had a boss who'd hold team meetings at Hooters. And all we ever did was down beer and watch sports. What the hell's wrong with that?
Well,
that's not a terrible boss.
Especially if he was buying for everybody.
That's a boss from heaven. Why in the world does this computer keep going off?
Because it's sick of you, Jeffrey.
I tell you what, I'm going to go off. It doesn't stop. All right, so there you go. That is the poolside news.
It's wacky and zany poolside news.
Yeah, that boss. Yeah. What a dick. Ugh. I wish I could. I mean, I could say his name if I wanted to.
You call him Dick anyway.
Yeah. That's his name.
Dick.
All right, should we move on to birthdays?
Yes, let's hear the birthdays this day, today.
Happy birthday, dear porn stars. Happy birthday to you.
And not only that, his underling has no fucking clue what he's doing. So, just throwing that out there. Electra Blue is having a birthday today.
What movies has Electra Blue been in?
She's been in Game of Porn.
Let me guess. Electra Blue. She does the gagging and the...
I don't know. I didn't see any of her movies yet. You want to rent one?
No, I don't want to rent one. Okay, name them.
She was in Breastfed.
Oh, God.
Doctor's Prescription.
That is bad.
Booty, Booty, Booty. And Load Rangers. She was in Load Rangers, everybody. Crystal Heart. She was in Big Wet Surprise. Squirtatious Sluts. And Sack Lunch.
She's a squirter.
I guess so. I thought Sack Lunch was a Seinfeld movie. I think it was Sack Lunch.
Sack Lunch. What would that have anything to do with?
Sack Lunch.
Oh, sick.
Well, I didn't make it up. How about Danny Ritchie? She was in Open for Jizzness. Cream Team.
Oh, my God.
I think we've heard of this one before. Astravaganza.
Yeah. What volume?
It just says Astravaganza. Maybe it was the very first one.
Maybe she invented it.
It was her vehicle. The Apprentice.
Oh, my God.
I wonder what her specialty is.
Her beehole.
Open for Jizzness. Daphne Rosen. She was in Big Ass Asses, Buns of Anarchy. she was in Cougarlicious too. Remember, we had one that was in Cougarlicious, didn't we?
I don't know. I can't remember those.
Black in My Crack.
Black in My Crack?
No, Black in My Crack.
Oh, didn't they have that too?
I don't know. She's a 40-year-old size queen. And My Mother Loves the Brothers. My Mother Loves the Brothers.
That's interesting.
So, yeah. Samantha Strong. She was in Weapons of Ass Destruction. Snatch Adams. She was in too.
Oh my God.
And finally, Stacey Cash. She was in International Buffet. All Holes, No Poles. I wonder what that's all about.
I don't know.
Chocolate Shakes. And finally, Get Your Nasty Orgy On.
Wow.
So happy birthday.
That was the first orgy title.
Get Your Nasty. Was it?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know?
Because you haven't said that before. I just know.
Oh, the first orgy title we've ever read on here.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotcha. All right.
Yeah.
So there you go, porn stars.
Happy birthday, dear porn stars. Happy birthday to you.
All right. Well, that was fun. That was a good time. So we'll do it again next week. We might have a guest next week.
Yeah.
I don't want to give it away, but Judy London. I did mornings with her for, I don't know, a few years. Then she moved out to... She went
to Nebraska
in search of, yeah, she went to Nebraska and then she went out to California in search of gold.
Mm-hmm.
So she's prospecting out there in the rivers. And
she is.
I don't know.
See, God, you're such a storyteller.
Hey, it's my story and I'll stick to it if I want to. Anyway, so we might have her on next week. We're going to try and figure out the logistics and everything, so. Talk about our old radio days and how you would call up and call her out.
Oh, I only did that once.
I know. It was fun, though. We had some good time. So we might be talking with her next week. So catch us on all the socials. Poolside Pod on Twitter. Poolside Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. And the poolsidepodcast.com is our website. You can listen to all of the episodes up there. What else? Anything else?
No, it's going to be a cool week.
I know. It was, what, 92 degrees on Friday? And like the day before, like all last week was pretty warm.
Yeah, it was.
And now we're coming up on mid-June, and it's the week before Father's Day, and it's going to be in the 60s, lows in the 40s. Mm-hmm. That's fall weather. That's football weather.
Yeah.
So, well, it was fun going in the pool this summer, wasn't it? All right, do your thing, old woman.
Stay fresh, cheese bags.
Oh, my God. Can you not yell at this time?
Stay fresh, cheese bags.